Bark, bark, bark. Bark, bark, bark. I got to tell you, Steve Dale, noted pet expert, is here. You can listen to him on this very radio station, 6:30 to 7 a.m. on Sunday mornings, which I have.
Thank you.
And I told you flat out,
it's
love your jacket.
Steve, when you come on with us, we talk pets, but today let's talk fashion. You have never looked better in your life, sir.
Well, thank you. I've got the World Series cap on,
I have
this vintage Chicago Cubs coat on that my wife got me like 25 years ago. And I was telling you that people actually have stopped me on the street wanting to buy both of these items.
Because the caps, you can't get now.
They're out already. Yeah.
They're out.
And I'm told when they come back, I don't know that this is true, that they're going to charge more for it.
Oh, I don't know.
But I
maybe.
Hope not.
But this, the jacket's
an
stunning.
Authentic throwback, which is a throwback from 20 years ago.
Yeah, well, it was a vintage. Yeah, it's just the coolest jacket. It has a box score in the back of when the Cubs, what was it, 71 years ago? We're actually in the series. And it's just the coolest jacket. It's hard to describe.
You know what I would like to see?
We could take a picture and you guys can put it on your Facebook page.
I would like Wendy and I, after the show, to go to a cornfield somewhere and for you to just walk out from some giant blades of corn.
And we'll steal the jacket off of them?
Yeah, and we'll take the jacket.
All right, but I don't want it. You can have it. That's
hold
nice.
It.
Wait a minute.
You're just gifting. That's nice of you.
But a guy, you were telling us, a man walked up to you in the street,
yes!
saw the jacket, and just said point blank,
$50.
Here's $50.
Which
give
is
me the jacket.
It's worth way more than that. I know it's ripped a little bit, but that is authentico.
Yeah,
friend.
Yeah, I'm sleeping with it now.
Oh.
Yes.
I do that with all
with
new
the hat.
Stuff. I really do. I get new stuff and I sleep with it. New boots. I didn't wear them to bed. I slept with them next to me.
Oh, that seems
hugging
normal.
Them.
Oh, okay. Well,
are we learning a bit too much about
a lot.
Wendy and me?
A lot.
Yeah.
All right. Let's talk animals. What do we need to know?
Oh, there's a lot. So, are you ready?
Yeah, please.
Blah blah blah.
Yep. Halloween.
Scary. Aren't you scared? So our
no,
yes,
you're not
for different reasons, Steve.
Blah, blah. Our pets actually can get very anxious around this time of year. I'm drooling a little bit, aren't I?
He went to the dentist. He was supposed to get a cleaning, but they said, oh, we found something.
Yep.
It's a boy.
Oh.
And
wow.
So they decided to give you a filling right then and there. That's the best way to do it.
They actually removed a crown that had...
Dun, da, da, da.
Thank you.
Did they give him nitrous, too?
I think they did. Yes, they did. Oh,
it is weird, though, when your face is numb, you act a little goofy because it's really weird and beyond your control. So
right.
I totally get it.
Well, it's kind of goofy all the time, as you know I am.
Yeah. Right. This adds to it.
Yes, it does. So let me go back to what I was saying.
Right. Halloween.
Blah, blah, blah. Picking up right off. A lot of our pets really do get anxious, and it can be a dangerous time for pets.
Tiki could run out the door.
Yes, that's it. So with that door opening and closing all the time, it is the second most common time of year that pets are lost, actually, next to Christmas. Couldn't think of the word.
I like you on nitrous.
All right. It's a serious thing.
I know.
So you have the doorbell constantly ringing. You have strangers in the house that the dog's not accustomed to.
Yeah, just stress.
There's a lot going on. Now, be honest.
Yes.
Can a dog, like, when somebody has a mask on, are dogs cognizant of the fact that it's somebody who's supposed to be scary, or are they just scared because it's a stranger they're not used to? What is scaring the dog at that point?
Well, it is something that they don't realize what it is if they're at a distance. So when Wendy comes home, and Tiki certainly knows Wendy. So
right.
Wendy walks in the house. Tiki sees that it's Wendy, is happy that it's Wendy, but still... Tiki is not absolutely certain until Tiki smells Wendy.
Right. Wow. So even if I have a mask on, which some days I do wear too much makeup,
sure.
He could smell me and know it's me even though I had a mask
on. But dogs that don't have an opportunity to do that because they see all these strange looking ghosts and goblins walking
clowns.
Up and down the street, or clowns,
yep.
which is even scarier, or the doorbell rings and rings and rings and rings, and that in of itself is stressful. So more than anything else in the world, what our pets, cats especially, like every day is routine. And there's nothing routine about Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
So the best thing you could do is take advantage of the fact that you have closed doors potentially in your home. So take your pet, put your pet, if your pet is anxious. You know, a lot of pets aren't. I mean, they're really happy, excited about seeing all these people come over, no matter what they look like. Even if they're dressed as Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton, it's okay with those pets. But other pets, not so much. So take those pets, the ones that are expressing anxiety, which include a whole lot of cats, put them in a room, close the door to that room, pump up some classical music, which can relax our animals, close the shades so they don't see all the people going back and forth and back and forth. Also plug in, these are copies of pheromones, natural occurring pheromones.
I heard Adaptyl, you talking about this.
Bring some next week or next time I'm on. Feel Away for cats. Adaptyl for dogs. You can just plug it into the wall like a diffuser. It is a diffuser. And that will also lower anxiety. And once you've got that anxiety lowered, now you can give your dog or cat something else to do. So stuff some treats into a toy. And there are lots of those toys out there now, right? Hundreds of them that you could stuff treats or kibble in. And your dog or cat, too, can roll it around and get some. And if, you know, dogs and cats are not very good at multitasking.
Yeah.
So if they're very busy doing that, they're not going to be so much worried about all the commotion going on.
All right.
That's a good idea.
So the diffuser is just like a mist? Does it spray that? No?
No. Is it? So our pets can sense it in the environment.
Yeah.
Smelling isn't even quite the right word, and you won't smell anything, you know, when you plug Adaptyl or Feel Away in at all. It's species specific. So Adaptyl, which is for dogs, won't impact cats and vice versa.
And I won't smell it? Like it won't smell like a dog's glands?
No, it doesn't smell. No, no. That's a whole different kind of smell. But no, you won't smell anything.
That's my Halloween costume, by the way.
There's dog's glands?
Yeah. I'm Glands Campbell. That's my,
the nitrous is leaking from him to you.
How can you come up with that so fast?
I don't know. It's a miracle.
You have writers under
really
the table
isn't.
Handing you.
Yep.
Here's a line. Here's a line. Little people handing you.
Sure.
I don't know how you do that.
So you won't notice any difference at all.
Totally not.
Just your dog or cat.
So very specifically, Adaptyl, when puppies are nursed by mom, there's a calming pheromone in that milk. And it's a copy of that pheromone. That's what Adaptyl is. Feel Away is when cats rub their cheek pads against your leg or a table leg. They are depositing a pheromone. Similarly, a calming pheromone helps them understand this is my place, my environment, and Feel Away is a copy of that pheromone.
I've seen you rub your cheek pads
sometimes
against people.
Sometimes I do that, yeah, if I'm in a good mood.
Butt cheek or face cheek?
You know, we have pheromones, and we all the time.
Depends on the season, Wendy. Come on.
Well, going it right does. Along with that,
yeah.
we have pheromones all the time. So when
don't pay her.
Hmm?
No, that's hormone.
When you met your significant other,
yes,
and you did as well,
yeah.
You and Terry, there were sparks flying. There are all these expressions, right?
Right.
They refer to pheromones.
Yeah.
Her expression was a little bit like, what?
Right. What am I getting into?
Well, that's because she realized. But
right.
Really, that's pheromones that are doing
sure,
that.
Sure, all right.
When you're in love, that's what happens.
Yeah. All right, so depending on your pet, and everybody knows their pet best, you either want to isolate your pet or just business as usual if your dog or cat can handle it, huh?
Mm-hmm. And costumes can be a good thing or not such a good thing. Again, it depends on the pet.
Costumes for the pet, you mean?
Some dogs really love it.
It's a multi-million dollar industry. And in fact, a recent poll suggested that we're getting to the point where it's about 40%. So climbing near 50%, nearly half of all dog owners actually dress up their dog in something. Not as many cat owners, but a lot of cat owners do too. Now, is it fair to the pet? Depends on the pet. So I think if Tiki enjoys it, and there are many
dogs. He doesn't like it.
Yeah, but there are many that do. And for those, what I think they are liking is not your choice of costume so much, but the attention that they get when the costume is put on, because everyone says, oh, that's the cutest little puppy in the world. However, other dogs look... You fool.
Yep. You let them dress you.
Yep.
But that's true, right? There's a dog equivalent of, oh, I hope my friends don't see me. I'm Count Dogula. If any of my friends see this, I'll never hear the end of it.
I think that there's some... they look humiliated, I think, because they in part actually are.
Yeah.
I really think that.
Obviously, chocolate and Halloween candy is bad for dogs, but in overabundance, do you have to panic if your dog sneaks a big dog sneaks a fun-sized Snickers?
Yeah, probably not.
But what if you have a tiny dog?
But on the radio, I have to be careful what I say because every dog is different. And the real danger of chocolate is the dark chocolate because it has more of this chemical called theobromine in it. That is the concern. So it's dark chocolate that's number one on the list. Yeah, of course, if you have a 100-pound dog that eats just like one of those little mini Tootsie Rolls, probably you're okay.
But keep the chocolate away from
the pets. Yeah, that's the best answer.
Because then you have to buy more.
Or Now and Laters. What about those?
Who? What?
Now and Laters or Mary Janes? I'm just trying to think.
They could choke. That's a choking hazard.
Bad.
The Now and Laters.
Those are bad. Chewy candies.
Don't
bad.
You smoke those?
Well, you can, I guess.
Mary, what am
no.
I thinking of?
Oh, Mary Jane's marijuana.
Those
bad.
Are like those old candies from the 1930s.
That your grandma would have that they are kind of hard and there's a little bit of peanut butter in the middle.
I don't know that candy.
Are you kidding?
Steve. No.
I'll get you a picture of one because I know you've seen it. Really, they were
from the last time the Cubs won the World Series.
Now, which is on my jacket.
I know. Steve Dale's here. He's a noted pet expert. If you have any questions or comments for Steve, 312-981-7200. Back after this, it's Bill and Wendy on WGN.
Noted pet expert Steve Dale is in the studio with us. You're also able to hear him 6:30 to 7 a.m. on Sunday mornings right here on 720 WGN.
And he's dressed like Gabby Hartnett today.
Thank you.
I don't know who that is.
Former Cub.
Catcher,
yeah,
right?
Cub catcher back in the biblical times.
Pretty much. It's like the 1930s.
He's in the book of Ezekiel. Look him up.
Can we take a caller?
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah.
All right. These are my favorite questions. Hi, Donna. Steve Dale's here. You have a question?
Hi. I'm living with somebody who has a dog, and they just really don't seem to be doing anything to train it. It jumps on people. It jumps up on the table and the counter when you're trying to either eat or trying to prepare food, and they just really don't seem to do much. And I'm wondering if, while I'm there, is there anything that I can do to try to work with the dog a little bit?
So this isn't a permanent arrangement that you're temporarily staying with someone?
Yeah.
All right. And the dog, it's really kind of hard to train a dog because you have to spend time doing it, but it really isn't good for you or the dog if the dog doesn't have some kind of training, correct, Steve?
I totally agree. So maybe a leash on the dog, and try to have fun with the dog, have some treats in your pocket and tell the dog what you want the dog to do and use treats to motivate the dog. And boy, oh boy, your friend will be really appreciative because you'll be the dog trainer, sort of, and then you leave, but now there's a trained dog that you've left behind.
So she's not opposed to it or he's not opposed to it. It's just they haven't trained the dog.
Right. It's just under 2 years old. So he's still, they still kind of like treat it like, it's just a puppy.
Well, even puppies ought to know rules. And beside, now you've got 2 years from now, a four-year-old dog that doesn't know the rules, So I see no advantage to that. And in fact, well, you can teach an old dog new tricks. I mean, that expression really is true.
So how does Donna keep the dog from jumping from someone? Just
leash.
A leash and pull it down and reward it for not
jumping? And you might not even need to pull it down. Depending on the dog and how excited the dog is, and I'm assuming it's excitement, not fear. Because dogs will jump
probably,
out of fear.
Yeah.
But if it's a young dog, it's just an excited dog, then give the dog something else to do. Have the dog sit. And if the dog's rear end is down and you reward the dog for sitting with a treat, then the dog can't be jumping.
We have that same rule here in the studio, Steve.
I have to get Bill lobster rolls when he sits, though.
Yep.
That's the difference.
Yep.
Give the dog some. A dog's version of that would be liver.
Donna, good luck, because I know that it's not your house, but you want to, everybody to be happy.
Yeah, and she doesn't want all the cookies
Thanks
to go
much.
Into the dog's
Thanks,
tummy.
Donna. Yeah, that's true. All right, one more question here.
Sure.
This is Anthony. Hey, Anthony.
Hi.
Hi.
It's Tony, actually. How are you?
Hi,
good, Tony.
Tony.
I have a quick question. I adopted half Aspen Pinscher, half Chihuahua.
A half ass?
What did
that,
he say?
You cannot say that.
Affenpinscher.
No, oh, an Affenpinscher. Oh. Yeah, they're little dogs. Yes.
Yeah.
I thought the same thing.
I'm sorry.
You've been to the dentist too, clearly.
Yeah. No, I'm trying to squeeze in a call it while I'm at work. It's probably it. So he came home trained, potty trained. He's 15 months old, and I've had him for about 3 months. And we walk him, depending if my husband's away or not, 2 to 4 times a day.
That's
so
good.
We leave pads for him just in case because he's so small, and he goes on the pads. But the problem is lately he's playing with his poo or something because it's spread out around the house, little pieces of
Is he a soccer fan?
yeah, that's what it almost seems like.
And like he's just playing with it.
Toys. Yeah, yeah, he's playing with it or hurls it, puts it in his mouth and hurls it like he does with this toy.
Yuck!
By the way, I'm not hungry for the rest of the week.
But dogs do that. Sorry. It's not that rare, is it, Steve?
Can we convince Bill to get a dog? Maybe
not.
Not
anymore.
This would not be the time.
Anything Tony can do about this?
Well, yeah.
Pick it up first.
Yes, pick it up when the dog... You know, also you can encourage the dog to do that outside. So if the dog is doing that outside, it's not an issue. You could also leave treats that have better
that
stuff
are shaped
in
like
it.
Poo.
No, just have more.
Did you really?
Yeah. Literally, I bought treats that looked like it. Same color, same everything, size.
And how did
he
that work out?
The real thing.
Yeah.
No, it doesn't. I don't know. He doesn't do it in front of us. We catch him doing it. As soon as he sees us, he stops. Like he freezes.
But I've seen it. Your dog has put up YouTube videos of this, by the way.
Well, now this is a behavioral thing, it seems, right, Steve? He's
well, it is
trying to get more of your attention.
Well, maybe. I mean, you know, dogs do things to entertain themselves that are that we don't quite understand. but it's entertaining. It's entertaining to the dog. What I think is the most entertaining
get Netflix
thing,
or something.
What I think is the most entertaining is Wendy's expression, thinking, oh, this is like hysterical, and Bill's looking like this is the grossest conversation.
I'm queasy. I need Dramamine.
It's a little, well, I guess I probably.
Well, it's
like
bothersome, I can imagine.
I revert back to what I said earlier. If the dog is going outside, then none of this is an issue. So consistent times, consistent feeding, just like your dog was a puppy, take your dog outside. And make sure you're there with the dog to pick it up and
but
reward
your
dog.
But can I ask a question?
Sure.
Tony, you said you're leaving pads because sometimes maybe he'll work late or you're not home to take him out. Is that exacerbating the problem? Does the dogs think, oh, my God, the pads are here. May as well use them.
That's where I'm stuck. I'm not a punishing type of person. Neither is my husband. You know, so we almost feel guilty. That's why we leave the pads because he's 9 pounds. And if I'm not going to see him for 8 hours, which happens about 3 times a week.
A lot of dogs can hold it.
Yeah, 8 hours is kind of on a border for a small dog. But yes, I agree with you, Wendy, that your dog should be able to make it for 8 hours. 10 hours, maybe not. You know, a dog, they're very small.
So maybe take the pads away? Does the dog go on the pads and then take it off the pads to play?
Exactly. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
So before, I've actually heard of this before. So before you take the pads away, train your dog to go outdoors to the best of your ability so the dog doesn't even need the pads.
Okay.
When you know you're going to be gone that long, if possible, if you could afford it, to assuage your guilt, get a pet sitter.
Or a neighbor,
to come in
maybe.
A dog walker. Right. That's what I meant.
Yeah, I figured that was the next step.
Yeah.
So, all right. Well, it's good to hear that it's not that uncommon because I thought I did something wrong. So.
No, you can't blame yourself.
No.
Although I really thought that this week's episode of Walking Dead would be the most disgusting thing I'd be subjected to all week, and I was wrong. How about that?
Thanks, Anthony. It's not that, or Tony, thank you. It's not, I mean, it's disgusting, but it's.
But it's
I love the reaction.
Things happen.
Sure.
I wish I had a camera so I could take the picture right now because your reactions are polar opposite.
Wendy enjoyed that little segment.
No, I didn't enjoy it, but I mean, when you have a dog, you're going to find a lone log every once in a while.
Yeah. Steve, thanks for coming by. Noted pet expert Steve Dale. Where can people find you, Steve, if there's a court deposition?
SteveDale.tv. That is my blog and my website. By the way, I do write about a serious issue. Kristen Lindsay is that lady you might have heard about on the internet.
She saw her. She used a bow and arrow to shoot a cat, which people assumed was a feral cat, but she's a veterinarian, and it was the neighbor's cat.
All true.
What the heck?
Yeah. So the Texas Board of Veterinary Administrators had to make a decision. Do we continue her license? Do we pull her license as a veterinarian? And I have that story up on the site.
I saw it. It's pretty horrific.
Yeah. Terrible.
Yeah.
Thank you, Steve. Good luck tonight.
Yes. Go Cubs.
Go Cubs is right. We'll take a quick break. Steve has the news next. It's Bill and Wendy WGN.